This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg, in for Bob Edwards. U.S. Army troops are back in downtown Baghdad, and this time American commanders say they plan to stay. An armored combat team advanced to the center of the city, occupied a presidential compound, and knocked down a statue of Saddam Hussein in the heart of the city. At the headquarters of the U.S. Central Command in Doha, Qatar, today, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks said U.S. commanders on the ground in Baghdad are now considering their next move.
So they'll make the decisions on what parts of Baghdad they wish to retain control of, where they want to conduct operations out of, whether they want to move to a different location, exert greater authority in different places, or simply go directly to where they happen to have intelligence on where any regime forces might be located.
Brigadier General Vincent Brooks. In a moment, NPR's Ann Garrels from Baghdad. But first, NPR's Tom Gelton, who joins us from the Pentagon. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Susan.
This is a pretty impressive move this morning by U.S. troops, but is it too early to say U.S. forces have taken Baghdad?
That's right, Susan. Baghdad's an enormous city. There are tens of thousands of Iraqi forces still inside the city, still capable of fighting. What we've had is another limited foray. The first one was on Saturday, remember. But what's notable about this one is that this time American forces did make it all the way into the downtown center. Our own Eric Westervelt, who's with the 3rd Infantry Division, mentioned the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and a parade ground there. So, Susan, this is a very dramatic demonstration of an American military presence in the center of the capital. But this may be more important symbolically than militarily, because U.S. forces are not occupying the capital. They have not captured the city. To the extent they control Baghdad, it's largely because of the way that they've encircled it. All the key roads in and out of the city are being controlled now by U.S. forces. And, of course, they do have the Baghdad airport sufficiently under their control that a U.S. cargo plane was actually able to land there yesterday, Susan.
Mm-hmm. But what about resistance, Tom? What level of resistance are they seeing?
It's mixed. There has been some fierce fighting, as we've heard from Eric and other reporters there, and there have been casualties. There is resistance. It's sometimes fierce, but what seems to be notable about this resistance is that it seems to be localized and not highly organized. Listen to what General Brooks had to say about the extent to which Iraqi commanders are still able to direct their fighting forces.
Commanders that have control of actual forces can order those forces into action. There is a small amount of communication that joins different parts of remnants of the forces that are out there, without getting too specific about that. But what we don't see is an overarching structure that can order action from north to south and east to west throughout the country.
Again, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks at Central Command. Tom, no reports of any chemical weapons attacks yet, at least that we know of. What are U.S. commanders saying about that?
Actually, Susan, the news here is that U.S. commanders are actually lowering the alert. U.S. troops are being allowed to take off their chemical protective gear, which is very welcome news to them because it is very hot, very
sure.
cumbersome, and particularly now as they move around the city, they want to be as flexible as they can. And the reason that they have been allowed to take that gear off is that U.S. commanders are now thinking that the danger of a weapons attack, chemical weapons attack, has diminished considerably in the last few days. For various reasons. One, with U.S. forces basically inside Baghdad now, they're a lot harder to hit than they were when they were out in the countryside, because now, of course, everyone in Baghdad would be affected.
Mm-hmm.
Also, U.S. forces have destroyed a lot of the so-called delivery vehicles, the missiles that would have been used to send out these chemical weapons. And as you heard General Brooks say, with the Iraqi chain of command as disrupted as it apparently has been, it would be harder to issue those orders, to communicate them to the units that actually have those weapons. but in this regard, I do want to call attention to something very important that our colleague John Burnett is reporting from his embedded position with a Marine unit. John says a commander told him about an intelligence report that U.S. troops have found some missiles, BM-21 missiles to be exact, that were loaded with what appeared to be chemical warheads, sarin and mustard gas. This commander told John that if that find is confirmed, it would be a smoking gun, proof that the Iraqis did in fact have and do have chemical weapons. But nothing has been fired, and this finding, Susan, is not yet confirmed.
Thank you very much, NPR's Tom Gelton at the Pentagon.